With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Republican Steve Daines and Democrat Steve Bullock met in their second debate in the race for the U.S. Senate earlier this week. The debate was hosted by Montana PBS. Some fact-checking in the debate was done by students and professors at the University of Montana School of Journalism. Professor Dennis Weibold helped lead that effort, and he joins us now to share some of the highlights. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This was another debate where we're seeing the candidates argue over their differences on guns and policy around guns. What can you break down for us on what the candidates argued and the truth in those statements?
Well, we looked at the ratings because at least Daines' side has made a big issue of the support and ratings that it's had from the NRA. And over the past few election cycles, the NRA really doesn't talk about its rationale much when it makes these decisions. It's more of a absolutist vote rather than looking at specific actions that the candidate has taken. So it's harder to know what they base their vote on. I mean, both candidates, as many Montanans do, say they support gun rights, Second Amendment rights. They both talk about hunting. You can see their ads. You know it's election season when you see candidates with guns and camo. But, you know, to the extent that they might consider limitations and restrictions, that's where we see these ratings kind of come in. The Montana Shooting Sports Association has its own ratings, and they're mostly based on experience. And that seems to be at least something to go on. And in Bullock's case, he got an F and Daines got an A. Bullock has cast vetoes over the years against, bills that would be more expansive in the use of concealed weapons or even public carry in buildings and so forth. And has talked about and talked about in the debate about a need for some sort of discussion about health and safety aspects of gun ownership, whereas Daines' position was pretty absolutist and no sort of limits, no sort of controls on gun rights. He got an A-plus rating from the NRA, and he touted it in all of his ads, and you don't get one of those unless you voted all the way down the line with what they believe in.
Moving on to healthcare, which was another focus of the U.S. Senate debate between Steve Daines and Steve Bullock. The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, was a source of some of the major differences there. What did we learn about how Daines and Bullock stand out from each other on this issue and the Affordable Care Act?
Daines has made a point of saying that he has supported legislation in the Senate right now that would protect pre-existing conditions. And that was a feature, that is a feature of the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, that said that an insurance company can't deny you coverage based on an illness that you've had. And that's something that a lot of people like. There's a lot of debate about Obamacare and how effective it is and how it will work, but there are aspects of it that do seem fairly popular, and pre-existing conditions is one. So Daines has a bill called the PROTECT Act that he's behind that would protect pre-existing conditions. You know, we looked and found that there's some criticism of that it wouldn't allow or it wouldn't hold insurers quite as responsible for higher premiums based on non-health factors and stuff like that. But he can say, look, I am taking these steps. He also supports, caps on drug costs. But of course, the big question is, how does he vote on Obamacare? And he has voted against it several times. And Bullock did also talk about Medicaid expansion, which he helped make happen in the legislature with the support of a bipartisan group of legislators. And that's part of Obamacare too, because it allowed a lot of poor Montanans to get coverage through this Medicaid, this state federal program that helps people who could not afford insurance otherwise.
COVID-19 and the government's response to the pandemic was another issue that's been dominating just about everything recently, and it was featured in the debate between Daines and Bullock. They have different visions for how the state should be acting, how the federal government should be acting. What can we make of those claims and, the background and more context behind them?
Well, Daines accused Bullock of going slow in moving federal money from the CARES Act, which was the big federal legislation that provided money to states for grants to local businesses and paycheck protection, lots of different things. Montana got, I think, about $1.24 billion, and not all of that has been spent yet. Much of it has been allocated And Dane's question was, where is the rest of the money? Why aren't you spending it? Why aren't you getting it out there? And Bullock's response illustrated sort of a difference in approach. He said essentially that, you know, they're moving carefully to look at these different applications and different demands, and it changes from time to time and month to month. He said, we really don't know what we're going to see in October, November, and December here. And so that part of it is trying to be strategic to make sure that that money goes where it's needed as this moves on, and especially in light of the fact that we don't know what the next Congress or the next president might do.
Thanks to you and your students for helping us understand the context. Dennis Weibold is a professor of journalism at the University of Montana. His class helped fact-check some of the claims made by the candidates for the U.S. Senate during their debate on Montana PBS earlier this week. I'm Corin Cates-Carney. This is Montana Public Radio News.